Lindsay Trett, Director of Talent Acquisition at Walzer. Thanks for joining me today.
Of course. Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
I know we were just talking about this, but it's always so great to meet more people on the amazing Walzer team, especially someone like you that's been there for 15 years, and just to continue to see why the team is so great. One of the things that I saw in social media was the spring and then summer clothing collection that you guys have recently released.
Yes.
And not a lot of dealers will put that much effort into creating a good clothing line. So like, why do you guys put so much excellent effort and like attention to detail into that? Because I think it's important.
You wear it every day. You wear, whether it's the logo, the name tag, the clothes, you look good, feel good, perform good. I mean, we can all relate if you have a great outfit on or a great pair of shoes, or you have a little bit of a swagger to yourself and you feel like you can conquer the world. It's confidence. And you had said that word before when we first introduced each other. It's confidence, which means breeds competence in a lot of ways. If you're not having to worry about your presentation of how you look, you can wear the clothes, feel good in your selection, which we offer anywhere from 10 to 20 options per, whether it's unisex, male or female, that they can choose from. That's part of a cohesive lookbook that Walzer created. And we built it over the last 2 years. We've taken some styles out. We've added new styles in.
Yeah.
Seasonality is everything for us. So it's important to just give variety of fabric, material, style, color, but still wear the Walzer brand that we love so much, but not everything is branded, but it has the look of being at a Walzer store.
For sure. That's what I loved about the sneak peeks that I saw. So what you're creating is comfort for that person, which also like helps them feel confident, but also look confident. Yeah. And then that helps them be competent in what they do, just like you said. And it's not like Walzer is all over the clothing screaming it's Walzer. It doesn't. No. But like the way that you guys have found these subtle ways to make it look so great. And not only that, but you guys do fit days. So that way someone can make sure they get the right size and they feel good in before they even order it. So tell me more about that.
So fit days happen twice a year. We actually are starting them tomorrow. We're a little bit delayed due to the snow on Monday, Tuesday, but we have a full trailer dedicated to our clothing racks, and we drive across the metropolitan, which is, we cover about an 80-mile radius, and we take our clothes to the stores. We are here to support them. We wear the clothes while we're there so they can see it on a person. We have a lookbook we can share. We have video shoots. We have photo shoots. Yeah. We have a catalog they can review, and then they can feel and touch the clothes. Like, how does this actually feel in person? How does this actually look? Then they see a picture of it, and it surprises people. It makes them feel like, okay, I'm actually shopping for something versus this is being mandatory, a mandatory item that I'm required to wear that I really don't necessarily like. Yeah. And it's hard to please everybody. I mean, clothes are a personal choice. Fashion is how you express yourself. So how do we look recognizable to the customer? Professional, modern, contemporary, put together without constraining a person to just a polo or just a button-up shirt.
That's right.
We still offer those. So some people do like those, but we do offer other options. The sales force or the service force work in the elements. They're in and out of cars, and so they need to have a little bit more flexible material, something that's breathable. Mm-hmm. On our corporate side, we do offer clothes too, and they might choose something that doesn't have those same impacts of their job. So it's been fun to share all the options, because why not? Like, why not do it? We usually spend the same amount of money either way. Instead, we have just chosen different clothes that embody a different experience, a little bit more luxury, if you will.
For sure, it's more luxury, because right now, if someone were to go work at the typical car dealer, the car dealer's going to say, hey, what size shirt are you? Oh, you're a medium, you're a large, you're an extra large. Okay, we'll have 5 polos for you next week. And by the way, we'll have that deducted out of your paycheck. So, you know, you're the one paying for it. And you're just going to have to wear this every single day. And like, that's about like as premier as it gets. But man, you guys have taken it just totally to the next level. So that someone can feel comfortable and confident. And just like you said, there's different styles and different ways that things fit. So not every body type works well with whatever type of clothing it is. So to give that person the flexibility to feel like they are getting the right thing and that they can get fitted correctly for it and that it also feels good, that's really taking things to the next level. It's way above and beyond any other uniform at any dealership I've ever seen. So huge props to you guys.
Well, thank you. We sometimes get desensitized to what we do, but it's so nice to hear that we are making a difference. We're doing something groundbreaking that doesn't feel groundbreaking at all. It just feels like the right thing to do. And we get a lot of feedback from the employees. We actually sought out their advice when we first started this. Like, how do you like this? Does this feel good in your day to day? Go wear this for a day at your store. Does it wear well? Does it wash well? Does it show pilling? Does it any of those things that happen in clothes that we're all aware of, like how do these sustain themselves over time? So when it does last, the employee, when they start with us, they get 4 complimentary items to choose from if they're a full-time employee. Yep. Upon,
so you include
upon
that. That's great.
Yep. Four pieces right off the bat. And then each season for us, which begins, it's almost like the school year. So we start school, which is around the fall. You get 2 more items to choose from. And then in the spring and summer, we come back around again 6 months later, roughly. We'll start in March or April for the spring and summer. So just because we really have 4 seasons here. So we try to give long sleeves, lighter material. Then we go short sleeves. We added a backpack this time around because some of us like me who have been around a while, we don't need more clothes, but we actually like an accessory. We did a crossbody at one of our stores. They actually logoed it with their brand with Walzer, but they did Toyota. So just fun to accentuate their regular workday because they have the keys in the crossbody, almost like a fanny pack, but a little bit more fashionable. And then they love a backpack. It carries all their stuff and it's just easy and just fun and unique. And that was feedback from our employees.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of different ways you can look at this. Not only does it elevate your brand, but it also elevates that employee experience. And one of the words that kind of came up in pre-discussion was an employee perk. And that really is a perk because employees will talk about that and they feel the value. They see the value, especially long-term when they have the ability to, you know, find the right clothes, again, that feel good for them. So huge props to you guys, Lindsay, for that. Let's talk about you for a second. So you've been at Walzer now for 15 years. What does your journey look like with them?
So it started my first day of college was my first day at Walzer. And And my first day in Minneapolis, I moved here from Sioux Falls, South Dakota to go to school. I was a music major. And one of my dad's basketball player's mom's designed buildings and interior for Walzer. So she referred me to the company. And I was basically a part-time call center receptionist at one of our stores for 4 years. I worked every night and every weekend. Very grateful that the company supported me with my crazy school schedule, but I learned so much in those 4 years supporting our stores. And after I graduated, it was 2012, and I'm going, okay, I'm a music major, but I've worked at Walzer for 4 years. What do I want to do? I have a job. So I stayed on, and that's when Walzer really began to grow. And I was in the right place at the right time. We started to expand our footprint across the metropolitan.
Sure.
And our corporate office took place and we started to build a business development center. And so I was promoted to a manager role in our business development center for service specifically. And then I acquired the sales side of the business development center, overseeing about 26 stores at that point.
Wow.
And I was there for a while. We had a lot of work to do. That was a good solid time of my career is becoming the manager of that department. And then I was asked to go to the store level and implement process and do technology structure, support structure for the service staff and the technicians. So I was back on the ground in the stores, which is where the magic happens for sure. And eventually, in the interim, during that time, I was implementing a new personal service technician process at one of our stores. Our owner is very innovative. And I became the service manager at the same time because we were going through this process.
Yeah.
And that was one of the most impactful and best experiences that could have happened to me while directing process and implementation for the company. I was also running an operation within a store. Could not have asked for a better experience. And then we did it at another store. And from there, we started to develop some tech life recruiting programmatic recruiting structures, and an opening came up at the corporate office for head of talent acquisition. And so our owner reached out to me and asked if this would be my choice of a next step. And I said, yes. So I've been in this role now almost 2 years. So it's been very exciting. And that is a short version, but
yeah, but man, there's not that often where you have someone like yourself that, again, director of talent acquisition, that has actually helped within operations in so many aspects of the store and stores as a whole for the group. So yeah. Who would have guessed that one day you would have been a service manager and actually been involved in the day-to-day operations like that?
Never would have thought, but it was one of the best parts of my journey. I mean, that's where you really learn exactly what goes down, what people are thinking, how they're feeling, what happens from the flagship or the corporate headquarters, from NASA, what actually happens in the store. So it really gives you perspective. And our owner, who's putting all of our leaders in place, wants that experience. So you really know, okay, I've done that, or I've been a part of it. So when we're making strategic decisions for the company or the vision or scalability, we're making smart decisions.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to make decisions that are good for the company when you know those experiences from those roles.
Yeah.
Man, that's so cool to see. But not only from like the service side, but also from the business development side. So yeah. It's very rare where you have someone that crosses over like that. So yeah. If you look back at like your entire journey, who would have thought that you would have been a music major? And now here you are having that 15-year experience with them.
We have a phrase around here that says, I never thought it would be in automotive. We say it a lot.
Sure.
We have a lot of people that automotive found us. And the cool thing about Walzer, it lets us be us. And going back to the clothing, we want people to express themselves. And whether you're a music major, or one of my peers, he was a political science major. I have another peer who heads up, well, Dana, who you've met over DE&I and communications. She was in journalism and TV broadcasting. And now she's overseeing PR and all DE&I for an automotive group. I mean, that's the cool story, that we can just bring all those cool pieces and parts of our past or our personal passions to a great industry and make it better because of it.
That's right. And I mean, there's so much value on both sides of that relationship, because you get to do what you love and they get to do what makes everything great, and just everybody moving in the same direction, and having an organization like Walzer, like that's just got to be phenomenal to be a part of a group like that. So for someone who doesn't know what Walzer is and how big you guys are, what makes you guys so different than everybody else? I mean, you guys have a ton of stores and a ton of employees. Sure. I think it's like, what is it, 2,400 employees? It's a big number.
Yeah. Well, we have had a little bit of growth. I would say we're probably 2,100, 2,200 right now. Okay. Yeah. You're pretty close. And we cover a footprint. Minneapolis is where we're headquartered. We were founded in 1954. And then we started to really expand in the early 2000s. Basically built a campus, or acquired a campus, I should say, in Wichita, Kansas. We have some affiliate businesses and rental car as well. But our main function of what we do is retail automotive, and we are different because we truly focus on being transparent. We're one price, we're one person, we don't negotiate. We try to embody an effortless experience, not only for the consumer, but for our employees, and channeling what it means to be in a family organized company, progressive, focused on how technology can improve it, but not take over. And it's all about career pathing and career growth. And at the end of the day, diversity. And that covers so many aspects of what we do with our employee resource groups, our foundational efforts, our community efforts, how we're involved, how it goes full circle. It's really important that the communities that we are in, we support, and that we're super transparent. Right.
Yeah, that's right. And there's even communities that you guys create with employees, just like you said, with your employee resource groups. So we'll be covering another story on that later. But man, it's just so cool to see how invested you guys are in your people, which, man, that's just one of the many things that makes Walzer so great. So Lindsay, thank you for joining us today. This has been great catching up with you, meeting you, and then learning just some more great things about Walzer. So thank you for joining me.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for watching this episode of In the Dirt with Asodi. If you're new to our channel, make sure and mash that like and subscribe button. Also, check out some of these links for other great podcasts and content.